Lady Windermere's Fan by Oscar Wilde. Act One. Time, the present. Place, London. The action of the play takes place within 24 hours, beginning on a Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock, and ending the next day at 1:30 p.m. First Act. Scene. Morning room of Lord Windermere's house in Carlton House Terrace. Doors center and right. Bureau with books and papers right. Sofa with small tea table left. Window opening onto terrace left. Table right. Lady Windermere is at table right, arranging roses in a blue bowl. Enter Parker. Parker.
Is your ladyship at home this afternoon?
Lady Windermere. Yes. Who is called? Parker.
Lord Darlington, my lady.
Lady Windermere hesitates for a moment. Show him up, and I'm at home to anyone who calls.
Parker. Yes, my lady.
Exit center. Lady Windermere. It's best for me to see him before tonight. I'm glad he's come. Enter Parker, center. Parker.
Lord Darlington.
Enter Lord Darlington.
Exit Parker.
Lord Darlington.
How do you do, Lady Windermere?
Lady Windermere. How do you do, Lord Darlington? No, I can't shake hands with you. My hands are all wet with these roses. Aren't they lovely? They came up from Selby this morning.
Lord Darlington. They are quite perfect.
Sees a fan lying on the table. And what a wonderful fan! May I look at it? Lady Windermere. Do. Pretty, isn't it? It's got my name on it and everything. I have only just seen it myself. It's my husband's birthday present to me. You know today is my birthday?
Lord Darlington.
No. Is it really?
Lady Windermere. Yes, I'm of age today. Quite an important day in my life, isn't it? That's why I am giving this party tonight. Do sit down. Still arranging flowers.
Lord Darlington, sitting down.
I wish I had known it was your birthday, Lady Windermere. I would have covered the whole street in front of your house with flowers for you to walk on. They are made for you.
A short pause. Lady Windermere.
Lord Darlington, you annoyed me last night at the Foreign Office. I'm afraid you are going to annoy me again.
Lord Darlington.
I, Lady Windermere?
Enter Parker and footman, with tray and tea-things.
Put it there, Parker. That will do.
Wipes her hands with her pocket-handkerchief, goes to tea-table, and sits down. Won't you come over, Lord Darlington?
Exit Parker.
Lord Darlington takes chair and goes across.
I am quite miserable, Lady Windermere. You must tell me what I did.
Sits down at table left. Lady Windermere.
Well, you kept paying me elaborate compliments the whole evening.
Lord Darlington, smiling.
Ah, nowadays we are all of us so hard up that the only pleasant things to pay are compliments. They are the only things we can pay.
Lady Windermere, shaking her head.
No, I am talking very seriously. You mustn't laugh. I am quite serious. I don't like compliments, and I don't see why a man should think he is pleasing a woman enormously when he says to her a whole heap of things that he doesn't mean.
Lord Darlington.
Ah, but I did mean them.
Takes tea, which she offers him.
Lady Windermere, gravely. I hope not. I should be very sorry to have to quarrel with you, Lord Darlington. I like you very much, you know that. But I shouldn't like you at all if I thought you were what most other men are. Believe me, you are better than most other men, and I sometimes think you pretend to be worse.
Lord Darlington.
We all have our little vanities, Lady Windermere.
Lady Windermere.
Why do you make that your special one?
Still seated at table left.
Lord Darlington.